RSN Central's Form Express.
Yeah, time for the Form Express on this Friday morning as we preview racing in Victoria today across all three codes. We're going to start with the Greyhounds today because George Ferrugia needs to jump on a plane, but he's been good enough to squeeze in a couple of minutes with us this morning. Good morning to you, Georgie.
Good morning, Matty. How are you? Thanks for doing this.
No worries, mate. Before we back a couple of winners today in the Greyhounds, what do we make of the Adelaide Cup heats last night?
Yeah, look, a couple of upsets. There was no doubt about it. Especially in that race that we're really keen on, Giant Splash. He missed the kick, and once he did get to the front, Zippy Tesla was too close, and we all know how strong he is. Photo Man has just been a terrific Victorian greyhound. He's been injury-prone, but his win was fantastic. But I think even after the box draw with Wow She's Fast off box five, you'd suggest that only bad luck would beat her. Zippy Tesla's drawn on her inside, so she should be able to get the room to move early and dominate and be very, very hard to beat. So it's certainly opened the race up for her, and I think she'll be incredibly hard to beat. I think we were $2.30 when we spoke a couple of weeks ago. That's all gone, Matt, now. You're not going to get that. It was $1.60 before the heats were run. She'd only shorten from that, I'd suggest, because, as I said, some of the big names did miss out.
Yeah, it might be one of those ones next Thursday. Georgie, draw up your multi for the weekend and just whack Wow She's Fast in it, because it could be a little free booster there for your multis next weekend. She's going to be tough to beat. Hey, how do we start with your best bets today in the greys?
Yeah, mate, there's a couple that we really like at Bendigo. We'll start in race 2, number 7, a greyhound called Snooping Air. Only starting his career, really eye-catching placing in Fast Time last start. I like where he's drawn out here. Got him on top. Then race 3, number 5, Love the City. Goes into this race below its best form. It's won nearly 60,000 in prize money. It's got a massive class edge here. Again, has to contend with the draw, and its form isn't at its best, but it's been racing against some very good greyhounds. I expect it to go well here in a heat of the Great Chase. Race 7, number 7, Wrote the Script. Just preparing, fine-tuning for a Bendigo Cup tilt where the heats are next week. His win last week was fantastic. And race 12, number 1, in the Jason Thompson Kennel Greyhound called Royal Mint. Started its career up the straight in very, very fast time at Healesville. Had no luck last start at Bendigo. Drawn the red. Should be hard to beat. So race 2, number 7. Race 3, number 5. Race 7, number 7. Race 12, number 1. Geelong, the only one that we're keen on, and he's a famous name, Ferdinand Boy. Race 7, number 8. Shopping at around the $1.85 mark, which, I mean, there's not much value, but, I mean, you've got to throw him in his multis. And the only reason you're getting that price, mate, is if you look at his recent form. I think he's won one out of his last seven. A lot of them were during that Healesville Cup time. He won at Horsham two starts ago really impressively. Absolutely no luck at Geelong last start. So his form doesn't read as well as we know with this dog who's won 51 times. I just think off the pink at Geelong over 400 metres, he should just burn. And I would be throwing him in every multi you can get your hands on. So race 7, number 8 at Geelong.
Good luck this afternoon, Georgie, and enjoy your weekend. We'll catch up next week on Big V Racing. Looking forward to it.
So I can't wait, mate. Look forward to it then.
There's George Ferrugia joining us to preview action in the Greyhounds today. Now, at Moonee Valley tonight, looking forward to night racing at the Valley. Mark Hunter joined Michael Fellgate on Racing Pulse, and this is what he had to say regarding his best bet, quaddy, and play of the day.
Well, the best will go race 4, number 3, Keats. The value, not huge odds, but race 7, number 6, Smoke and Holly. The quaddy, we're going to play this way in order. First leg, 6 and 5. Second leg, 3, 12 and 2. Third leg, number 11. And last leg, 7, 9 and 8. Player of the day or player of the night, I'm going to play a parlay 2, 3, 4 and 5 for a win. Will cost you $26 for $1. We'll go race 2, number 5, Savannah Cloud. Race 3, number 11, Cannon. Race 4, number 3, Keats. Race 7, number 6, Smoke and Holly. And race 10, number 7, LTC.
So that's Mark Hunter's thoughts on Moonee Valley tonight. Now, they're on the wax at Ballarat today, and the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram, joined Michael Fellgate, and this is how he is playing the day.
Best bet, race 1, number 2, McTaggart. Next best, race 6, number 5, Roderick Seekert. Today's quaddy, first leg 1, 2, 4 and 6, second leg 1, 2, 3, 5 and 6, third leg 4, 5, 7 and 11, and we'll come home with 5 and 9 in the last. Today's play of the day, all up win, race 1, number 2, McTaggart, into race 6, number 5, Roderick Seekert.
That's the Bald Eagle's thoughts on Ballarat today. Now in race number 7, Archie Alexander has Numpty going around as the favourite. It's first up today.
Look, she's you know, she was very good last prep. Couldn't believe she didn't win a race. I think she ran 4 or 5 seconds. Didn't let us down, always ran well, but just couldn't get ahead in front. Today, she finds herself in probably a weaker race than a lot of those runs last prep. So hopefully today can be a day on a surface she's won at before.
All right, that's Archie Alexander's thoughts on Numpty today. Now, Brad Scott's press conference is underway, so we'll cross out to Luke Humphreys for his preview of Geelong, and then we'll dip into that press conference live before the third race at Healesville. But it's a good morning to you, Luke. Looking forward to Geelong in the trots today.
Yeah, Matt. Hi, everyone. Yeah, it's not a bad little program, of course, before the first night of the Vic Cup Carnival tomorrow night. I did find it a bit hard to find value, though. But, yeah, hopefully we can find a couple of winners anyway.
All right, where do we start with your best bets?
Yeah, best bet race 4, number 4, Marcavelli. It's a pretty competitive race, but I do think if she finds the front, there's every chance she should stay there. She's finished in the second half of the field of their last 4 runs, but they've all been in stronger races. Last victory, 5 back at Chuka, July 27, was a similar rating of race to this. On that occasion, she left the majority, clocked a good time for the sprint trip there. She's not going to be the only one going for the front early, but if she, as I say, if she can find it, she's the one to beat, is Marcavelli, race 4, number 4. Thought it was quite hard to find value. The best value I've did make race 7, number 9, Sir Patrick, but he's into favourite. So obviously, you know, I'm not the only one that has a high opinion of him because he's been his favourite despite his second row draw. Very exciting trotter for Mark Hayes. Resumed with a victory at Ballarat last week following 2 Maribyrra trial victories earlier this month. Best horse he'll have to beat to win from the second row, but every chance it's going to be the case. The one that has drifted out to a bit of value was Ira Paul in race 8, number 1. Let up but knocked up at the last meeting here 15 days ago, but only denied very narrowly in a subsequent course and distance trial 2 Mondays ago. So I thought he could bounce back from last start, thought he could lead and win. The danger might be on his back according to the market, what Stanley got, but I thought Oren Paul could bounce back, race 8, number 1. So race 4, number 4, the best. Race 7, number 9 as well, and a bit of value, race 8, number 1. The quaddy, 3 wide in the first leg, race 5, 6, 1, 8, 4, 3, 5. Second leg, race 6, 2 and 7. Third leg, race 7, 9 and 2. The fourth leg, race 8, 1, 2, 6. $72 for a full unit, Matty.
Good on you, Lukey. Good luck at Geelong today.
Thanks, mate. Cheers. Yeah,